Hello and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are yet again going deep into an interrogation of a movie of sorts that has not gathered or garnered a lot of the attention of mainstream media. Surprise, surprise. But if you have listened to me for very long, you know where I stand on matters such as this. If this is your first time here to Movie Deputy Reviews, I am a proud constitutional conservative. Am I Republican? No. Am I Democrat? No. I am a politically independent, but I would be registered as a constitutionalist if it was available in Nebraska, because that is where I am from. Is that where I grew up? No, but it's where I've lived here longer than I've lived basically anywhere else. And you may be thinking, okay, what does a movie critic from Nebraska really know about movies? Well, I hope that you've had a chance to listen to enough of these programs that answer will be self-explanatory. At least I hope so. But there was a documentary that was coming up that was actually, I thought, quite enticing. And the fact that the narrator of this documentary happened to be a very recognizable name, if you are at all familiar with the Discovery Network. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the one and the only Mike Rowe. So, did you know that he was doing a documentary? A lot of people didn't, so don't feel bad. But this documentary is called Something to Think About with Mike Rowe. The actual title is just Something to Think About. And this is definitely a unique perspective on a documentary of a different sort. He basically is the narrator of this, and he starts this whole thing with saying that he is not doing this for Republicans, for Democrats, for conservatives, for liberals. He just wants to basically do what Paul Harvey used to do. And if you are not old enough to remember Paul Harvey, he was a very popular radio host who had this knack of saying, and now the rest of the story. Because we hear a lot of things in the media, and especially with nowadays, with the internet age, we see a lot of things, but we don't get the whole story. And that's one thing Paul Harvey went out of his way to do back in the day, was to give us the rest of the story. And that's kind of what Mike Rowe is doing here. We get the rest of the story of the stories that he shares here. Now, I want to kind of get into this, because this one, it's technically like broken up into little chapters with Mike Rowe in between each one. And I can give you the titles of the chapters, but I cannot tell you the people that it is representing, because that is part of the intrigue of the story that Mike is telling. And so I'm not going to give that away, because those would be major spoilers if I gave you the names. The titles of the chapters in this are Diner, Enough, Demoted Deserter, Broadswords in a Pit, Her Biggest Fan, One Percenters, Man Behind the Microphone, Not Inclined to Judge, Visiting Hours, and then the last chapter is titled the name of the movie, which is Something to Stand For. Now, your brain might be already going down certain directions with some of the titles, especially one in particular. I'm sure you know which one I'm referring to. And I do want to say that there is one scene where there's a little bit of blood, but it's nothing like over the top at all. There's nothing scary. There's nothing overly intense. So I am giving Something to Stand For an innocent rating because of that. Now, with that, you're probably wondering where the score is, and I'm going to actually give you the score before I kind of get into this a whole lot more, but I am actually giving Something to Stand For a 6 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Now, you may be wondering, okay, why such a score? Well, that's kind of what I'm going to get into a little bit here, but I think a 6 out of 10 is, it's a good story. There are some flaws. It's his first attempt at this sort of documentary. He asks for feedback at the end of the film or documentary, but this is the first time he's done something like this. He wants feedback on whether or not he should do more of these. Now, like I said, the reason I'm giving it a 6, of all of these chapters of this movie, and like I said, it doesn't break down. It's like chapter one, chapter two. It's just these different stories that are telling along that he's telling along the way. Two of these are absolutely cinema worthy, like hands down, absolutely pull at your heartstrings, make you just feel fulfilled. Like you like, okay, this movie is not quite 2 hours long, and so these stories obviously are shorter. But there's two of these stories that almost make you feel like you saw a movie or like you experienced it in the whole cinema sense. And the rest of these probably would have been better off on a TV special. You know how kind of like you'll see occasional like romance movies and stuff like that in the theater. And you're like, okay, man, that probably would have been better off on like the Hallmark Channel type thing. A lot of these stories probably would have been better told in short stories on like Discovery or something like that, and having him doing the same narration, because he does a beautiful job with the narration. The only part of it that bugs me at all, and he's done other, okay, think of, if you've ever watched Discovery Channel at all or any of the programs on Discovery, you are familiar with the fact that he is the narrator, but you also hear the other people's voices. In this, Mike Rowe does all of the voices, male, female, old, young. It's like you see the characters' lips moving as they're acting out these skits, but it's Mike Rowe's voice in all of them. And after the first couple, your brain just starts to, or your eye is twitching, and you're like, oh, come on, a little bit. Now, that may not bother some people, but at least the people that happen to be in the same show that I was, that was just one of those things. It was a little distracting from the story itself being told. It's like, okay, I'm perfectly fine if he wants to share this and if he wants to be the narrator of all of this, but don't have other actors and actresses sitting there and they're lip syncing all of the words, but it's Mike Rowe's voice in all of it. And it's just like, it's a little bit distracting from the story itself. Like I said, there are a couple of these that have that demanded to be seen on the big screen. But there were just others that just, I'm hoping, well, let's just say I'm hoping he does more of these and gets better as he goes. I mean, we all know whenever we start at something, we're not necessarily our best. But these, they're definitely entertaining. They're informative. All of these are based on true stories in history. All of these have actual factual meaning to them. And so if you did, I honestly, myself, I was aware of two of these stories. I had heard about them and read about them in the past. My husband, none of these had actually rang a bell to him. And a couple of the other people I was talking to in the movies are like, you know, I thought I remembered that, but I wasn't sure. And they apply to people like way back in history and people in more modern era. It's kind of a good mix bag. But you really don't expect how it plays out until you experience it. So, if you did not get a chance to see this in the theater, be sure to check out this Something to Stand For. Check out their website. Check out the movie. When it becomes on instant video, check it out there. I'm not sure if it's still going to be in the theaters or if it was a one-night deal. I probably should have looked a little bit more into that before I started the program here today. So, my apologies. I know there's a couple other big movies that you guys want me to talk about, and be sure to come back over the next couple days because I'm going to be talking about those with a lot more in depth to them. So be sure to come back for that. As always, you know which buttons to push. You always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content, which I always try my best to bring to you. And of course, I will be back soon. I hope this helped you guys. Bye-bye.